Newell Meyer was a longtime employee of Journal Communications in Milwaukee, who, you might say, did rather well with the company's stock. He and his wife, Ann Meyer, bought hundreds of acres of land near Eagle in Waukesha and Walworth counties. After the couple died a few years ago, their estate donated more than $12 million in land and other assets to the Nature Conservancy. Geese honk and swim in wetlands on what is now called the Meyer Nature Preserve. The 374 acres may play a significant role in Wisconsin conservation, because much of the land is at the headwaters of the Mequonago River, one of the cleanest streams among the growing urban sprawl between Madison and Milwaukee. Jerry Ziegler of the Nature Conservancy says one of the restoration projects at the site aims to keep eroded soil out of the wetlands.
So that as the water comes down, for example, this slope that we're standing on here, the water gradually is reabsorbed into the ground rather than running over, for example, a paved surface or a surface that has been denuded through some kind of clearing operation and then runs with silt straight into the wetland and then clogs up the wetland.
Ziegler says the soil would also harm species like mussels and fish. The preserve is also part of an effort to expand a conservation corridor near the Old World Wisconsin State Historic Site. So old hay and alfalfa fields are being slowly converted to prairie. For now, the green vegetation will be carefully harvested, but bird species like bobolink already sing there. Bluebirds, wild turkeys, and noisy sandhill cranes were also seen and heard at the site today. There'll be an open house at the preserve tomorrow, and people will be able to use hiking trails year-round at no charge. Patricia Morton of the Nature Conservancy says she hopes it provides a haven for people in urban areas.
To renew and refresh and reconnect with their sense of place here in the Southern Cattle Moraine.
Morton acknowledges that the state's population and pressures to develop land continue to grow, but she says land conservation is not a losing battle.
We have a couple dozen partners in our Mequonago River initiative that is focused on this watershed, and everybody's playing a role, as well as private landowners who are doing a terrific job of managing the landscapes on their own properties, and we support that. We provide technical assistance along with a lot of state and federal agencies. And working together, it's very hopeful, and we are making a difference.
But the Nature Conservancy concedes that the recession and stock market troubles make it a challenge to obtain more land and large donations. Philanthropy Director Teresa Midthun says things were going pretty well for most of last year.
We really saw the big change in giving happen after October.
But Midthun argues the publicly funded state stewardship fund can help attract private dollars because the two sources can often be combined. She also says some people will continue to give in hopes of having a lasting impact, like keeping the Mequonago River clear and clean. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Eagle.